Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to talk with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning feed efficiency on our dairy. Our best converters of nutrients are calves on our dairy. So where are our opportunities as we look at increasing feed efficiency on our dairies as we look at our calves? Well, nutrients delivered and trying to achieve higher rates of gain while the animals are in the milk-fed stage of life is really important. So number one, we need a healthy calf. And then number two, we need the right feeding program. And in most cases, we'll be talking about accelerated gain programs that are going to include more liquid and a little less dry feed. The liquid is going to cost us a little bit more, that is true, but we're going to recover that as we look at decreases in the cost per pound of gain. We also see significant increases in the overall growth of the animal, not only during the first 60 days of life, but also thereafter, and an increase in first lactation milk yields. So this higher plane of nutrition that we get these animals on to take advantage of their potential for growth early in life continues throughout their life cycle and will put more milk in the bucket for us as they come in to our herd as heifers and then continue into their second, third, and hopefully fourth or fifth lactations on our dairy. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to look at the efficiencies in feeding that might be gained by changing some things in our calf feeding programs.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.